It's time to talk Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series on the team.
With us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's bringing his ball club to the Junior College World Series for the first time in school history. He is the head coach at Snead State, Alabama. And Casey Underwood joins us right now. Casey, thanks for coming on. A pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
Take us through what this feeling is like for your ball club, for you and your team to come to Grand Junction for the first time in program history.
It's an absolute amazing feeling. I can't thank the people in Grand Junction. I know we haven't even been there in just this process since Tuesday of winning the state championship, how many phone calls we've had that have reached out from Grand Junction and the town of all the stuff. We are looking so forward to it. It's amazing. I was a walk-on here at Snead State Community College in 2004. My head coach hired me as his assistant, and now he's my assistant, and we've been together ever since. And to be able to win a championship with him next to me, Coach Gary Ledbetter, is an absolute awesome thing.
Casey Underwood, the coach of the Parsons of Snead State Community College, joining us. And Casey, kind of take us through winning the South District title, because you faced some really good ball clubs. Obviously, Wallace Dothan Community College, really good program, but you get the victory against them 14-3 to win your first ever Alabama Community College Conference Tournament title and capture the South District title as well. That you faced a pretty good ball club in that Wallace Dothan crew, and Coastal Alabama North was in that mix as well, Lawson State. So kind of take us through the run that you had through the Alabama State tournament.
Man, it was it's a special thing, because that tournament's a tough tournament to win. It doesn't matter how good you are when you come in it. You got to have some things and some breaks go your way. And we were blessed to stay healthy and really, really pitch the ball the first couple of days, and the ball wouldn't go anywhere. And then we were able to rely on our offense after that. And it was really fun to see, you know, Wallace Dothan, what a great program with Mackie Sasser, you know, good coach. And Lawson State with the great Blake Lewis, great friend of mine, and what he's done with that program now taking over. He's going to be the athletic director at Gadsden State. And, of course, Kenny DuPont, who comes from Mississippi Junior College, the legend himself, and to be able to beat those guys and his team, the hard-nosed bunch that they are. So it was an absolute grind. The guys got after it. Really, it was our second time playing a nine-inning game in the first game that we played against Coastal. So it was interesting to see how we were gonna match up with that, how our pen was going to work, and man, we were lucky to really get through it and have some really good starting pitching with our guys.
Snead State head coach Casey Underwood joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Tristan Todorowski was the most valuable player of the tournament for you. Gave up just 5 hits and 2 runs over eight innings. Had 4 strikeouts. Tristan pitched really well for you to help get you to Grand Junction.
Yes, sir. He actually pitched game one for us as well. And, you know, he gave us everything he got. Tristan's a special piece to our program. Not only is he a great player, but his family is very near and dear to us. His brother also pitched here. His brother was part of the building foundation of coming through here, and to have Billy, his brother, and remember when Tristan was 12, 13 years old, catching fly balls and batting practice when he'd come to visit his brother at practice and watch us, and now to be able to watch Tristan go out there and win game one and then win the state championship for us on the mound is it's a special story. And that's who we are. We're a junior college, small-knit, close group, close family, and you know, family is a big word for us, and that's a proven point right there. But Tristan is a heck of a young man. He's going to go play at Southeastern Louisiana, and they're getting him a bulldog on the mound, I can tell you that.
Looking forward to seeing him on the bump out here at Sam Sablasio Field. Casey Underwood, the coach of Snead State Alabama, with us today on the Team Sports Network. You've got some really good guys in your lineup. Carter Frederick, who has 52 RBIs this season, leads you with 11 home runs. Jaron Wright also has 52 ribbies on the season. Those two have kind of helped to lead the way in terms of when guys have been on board, they've been productive at the plate for you.
Yes, sir, they have. Carter Frederick had a phenomenal tournament. I think he batted 409 in the entire tournament. One of the games he hit for the cycle. He ended up with four home runs on the tournament. He just caught fire, and it was great to see. The kid has been through a lot. There's been a lot of adversity. He's a transfer, came back down, and now the thing and the sky's the limit for him. So, yes, Jaron Wright came to us, center fielder. He hits to the middle of our lineup, and, man, he is just – he's a hit machine when there's a guy on second base, and the guy always finds some way somehow to get that clutch two-out RBI that just extends an inning or allows us to win a big game. I can't say enough about Jaron and how much it means to our program as well.
Casey Underwood, coach of the Parsons of Snead State, Alabama, with us today on the Team Sports Network. We talked about Tristan Todorowski and the year that he's had for him, what he did, obviously, to get you to Grand Junction on the bump, but Luke Lyons had a really good season on the mound for you as well. 9-1 record. Jeb Bartles picked up 7 wins this year. So some really reliable arms you can count on when you come out to Grand Junction.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. These guys have really put it in. I've got our coaching staff has done a really good job of getting these guys. Tristan is a sophomore, and everybody else is pretty much younger. And we've got a young bunch underneath that. And, you know, Luke being a redshirt freshman and Jeb being a true freshman, it's really good to see those guys. Our coaching staff is – I can't thank them enough for how well they had our team prepared to step on the field in every game. Coach Andrew Porch, Coach Cameron Furr, Coach Gary Ledbetter, those guys it made my job a lot easier. I was able to sit back and watch a game where those guys really worked their tails off to not just get our guys prepared and ready to go through the season, but the stuff that they put in for the tournament was just second to none.
Snead State, Alabama coach Casey Underwood with us today on the Team Sports Network. So how much do you know about playing out here, Casey? I imagine probably you've got friends in the fraternity that you can tap into. That maybe an Adam Thomas, previous, you know, Chat Valley, they've been out here when Adam was the head coach there. Who do you kind of go to get a sense of what it's like to play in the Junior College World Series in Grand Junction?
Well, Adam Thomas is one of them, and Adam's a close friend of ours. He's reached out. He's actually going to come talk to the team on Monday, kind of let those guys know prepare-wise of going. Bobby Sproul at Shelton State Community College, he's been a guy I've looked up to ever since I've gotten here, and I try to do a lot of our things here at this program to be as good as Shelton State, and there's no doubt about it. And the way he runs his program, the way he does things, Brett Kimbrell, and he's now at East Mississippi. He was a longtime assistant with Bobby, and man, those three guys, I couldn't do it without them. I also have a guy, Coach Steve Helms. And he's really helped us, and I can't thank them enough of being able to come. And Bobby telling us from the charter buses to the planes of how to get there, and Adam telling us what to prepare for on the field and the excitement of how the field plays and how the air is and getting acclimated. So it is it's really, really exciting, and we're looking forward to every minute of it.
And two of the finest gentlemen we know, in Bobby Sproul and Adam Thomas. Those guys are just, when they've been out here, they just have always been the best. And Bobby Sproul, I mean, going back to the story, spring training when he was in the big leagues and getting shot and through the room, the wall in the room. And Adam carrying
his – amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an incredible story. And Adam carrying his player off the field at the Junior College World Series. So, Casey, hopefully none of you guys get hurt. We don't want that to happen.
No, sir. I'm not as strong as Adam either. Now,
okay.
I'm a big guy, but I'm a chunky guy. I like to eat. Adam, he likes to lift. He's a strong guy. He's able to carry him out. I'd rather be eating, and Adam rather be lifting. So, I can't thank Bobby Sproul enough of everything that he's done as a veteran coach. When I came in, not only as an assistant, to treat me with the respect. There's not a lot of guys around that give the assistants much respect, and I've worked my way to being a head coach here, and you know, coach has been the guy that, you know, three times a day, four times a day, it doesn't matter when the phone call is, he's calling me, I'm calling him, and we're going to pick up and bounce some things off of each other. And yes, we do compete against each other throughout the year. We're in the same conference, but man, what to have mentors like that and to have guys like Adam Thomas that not only respect the game, but respect their fellow coaches. And it's an absolute honor to be able to call them friends and not just mentors.
Well, we've always enjoyed when Bobby's been out here with Shelton State, and of course Adam with Chad Valley. They've always come out and represented well, represented the state of Alabama extremely well. And I'm like you, Casey, in that regard. I think I'd rather eat than try to pick up one of my guys and carry him off the field. We'll leave the heavy lifting to Adam Thomas to do
that's
that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll sit back and enjoy some ribs and a beer or something. We can just do that
that's
instead
exactly
of watch.
Right.
And Adam can go do that, and we'll watch him do that. Hey, Casey, I appreciate it. Congratulations. I know this has to be a real thrill. It's also a whirlwind right now of all the preparation to the travel to get out here to Grand Junction. But I think you're going to have a wonderful time out here with your ball club. Look forward to seeing your team on the field and meeting you for the first time. I appreciate it, and have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you out here next week.
Yes, sir, and thank you for what you do for these kids, man. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and again, we haven't been there, but I can just tell you what a first-class event this is going to be with everything that from going all the way, leading all the way up to this. I've not met any of you, but I can't wait to shake your hand and tell you thank every one of you for how support and everything that you've been there just for these kids, and that's what it's all about, and to give them a first-class experience. And we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can go out there on the field and represent the state of Alabama pretty well.
Well, Casey, you and your fellow coaches, you guys have the hard job. I mean, it's you're mentoring young men, molding young men to be more than just baseball players, really good human beings. And so you guys are the ones that really do the hard job, but it's for the rest of us, it's a labor of love out here doing this thing. Casey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Casey Underwood, coach at Snead State, Alabama.